W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Recovery efforts continue at the Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore. ABC's Perry Russum is there with more on the remains of the two construction workers who were found on Wednesday.
Emergency workers had started telling the construction workers to get off the bridge, but it was too late for some. Divers recovered the bodies of two workers from a red truck submerged in 25 feet of water. Officials have now paused the search for the four other missing workers, saying the wreckage in the water makes it too dangerous to continue.
It is sentencing day for Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the cryptocurrency exchange SBX. Prosecutors are asking for more than 30 years behind bars for defrauding investors. His lawyers say he deserves no more than 6.5 years behind bars. Stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, about an hour and a half west of Chicago. 15-year-old girl among the four people killed. The suspect is in custody. No motive. Another big jackpot. Nobody won Powerball last night. Top prize for this weekend, more than $900 million. This is ABC News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a new law to try to help homeowners who have seen their properties taken over by squatters. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
Effective July 1st, any property owner dealing with a squatter can go to their local sheriff, show proof of ownership, sign a form, and get the squatter tossed out. All 50 states have some form of a squatter's rights law meant to protect long-term tenants from eviction, often leading to a lengthy and expensive court process for the owner.
Two big cocaine busts in Colombia, one in a speedboat, was caught with more than 3 tons of drugs on board, worth about $113 million. In another, 2 tons of cocaine was found at a port, packed in avocados. And the future of the dachshund may be in danger in Germany. A bill there calls for a ban on the breeding of the so-called little sausage dogs for their legs and long bodies that can cause spinal problems for them. Critics of the bill say the breed is part of Germany's heritage, though. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 21% of Wisconsin adults could see their representation in the state legislature flip parties this fall. The Journal Sentinel bases that forecast on historical trends. The biggest changes could come to Green Bay, Eau Claire, rural south central Wisconsin, Racine and Kenosha, and the Driftless region. President Biden's campaign co-chairman was in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did it. $1.2 trillion, because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Bucks lose Pat Beverley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened Sunday night. Bucks guard Pat Beverley says his right wrist kept bothering him during warm-ups. He still played in the game against the Thunder, then had x-rays the next day.
Talked to the doctor and informed me that I tore a ligament in my right wrist and gonna need it surgically repaired, which takes 3 to 4 months.
Beverley likely done for the season. The Bucks face the Pelicans tonight in New Orleans. College basketball tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers women's team faces the Illinois State Redbirds in the NIT. baseball, the Brewers and Mets game canceled due to poor weather in New York. The two teams will try again tomorrow. Bob Uecker says he'll be back in the broadcast booth for opening day next week at American Family Field. Then it's day-to-day after that. Uecker is 90 years old and has been calling Brewers games since 1971.
Just a bit outside.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a little warmer and less windy today. Mostly sunny, our high 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west still at around 10 to 15, occasionally gusting to 20, but the wind will die down in the afternoon. Clear tonight, 24. Increasing clouds, 48 tomorrow with scattered rain showers by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Thursday on Matt Nair On Air. Join us for public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and then we talk all things sports with Paul Noonan. Don't miss it.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Thursday to you, which is the greatest day of the week. Jim Schmidt is still in Mexico. We haven't heard. We think he's still in Mexico.
I'm a little worried.
I am too.
But he's on vacation. He doesn't want to connect with. Are you sure?
You don't know Jim. You don't know Jim.
Oh, he has to have Jim. That security of saying hi to you guys and telling you what he's doing, how much fun he's having.
Todd?
Do you think he's at all worried that he's being replaced?
Yes.
Like we're in the process of finding
yes.
out, right?
Yes.
There's a little insecurity
worries,
there.
Jim. Yes. Yeah. Maybe he's tuning in on Facebook.
I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same. You think he knows how to do that?
No, he doesn't. You're right. Hey, sorry.
I'm calling from Mexico. Can you set me up with Facebook?
Donna, how do I do this? Donna! Yeah. Kathy Larkin, capably filling in again today. It's always great to have you here.
It's always great to be here.
So Thursday's always my favorite day of the week.
Yeah. Like it's pre-weekend?
Because, yes.
Yeah. It is, because especially when you work, Thursdays, I always, too, is in a better mood on Thursday.
Absolutely.
Because you're like, oh, I'm almost there.
Absolutely.
Because on Friday, who really works hard anyway?
That's
right.
Taking the words out
Friday's
of my mouth.
Already, you're into the, like,
your mind's already.
Weekend's coming.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
When you after lunch on Friday, it's just like.
It's done.
You're just clock watching the whole time.
Yeah.
Trying to come up with some reason you have to leave early.
Yeah. I got a meeting.
Doctor thing.
Where? Oh, at my doctor's.
In Sheboygan.
House. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
No, I agree. I always love Thursdays too, especially Thursday nights. That's a night I always like to go out when
Todd,
I did something.
We've talked about that so many times.
Yep. See why we have such a kinship?
Yeah.
We think exactly alike.
Honest to goodness, after Monday's show, I said to myself, it's like Mino looking in a mirror.
No, but the female
in a way.
Version.
But a smarter version? No. just a little.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Careful. Careful.
Ow.
Careful, Todd. I'd like to come back sometime.
Milwaukee Brewers getting started. This weekend, actually Friday. I didn't know that WISS, one of our stations that we are on in Oshkosh, they carry the games.
Yeah, and here's a good thing. Next week on our show, we're going to have tickets for Saturday and Sunday's games to give away. We're
going
to play the Mino and the Mayor Grand Slam Contest. When you hear, the great announcer from the Brewers.
Yes.
Right? When you hear him say, get up, get out of here. We're
going to
take
texts.
Yes, we're going to take
get
some texts.
Get out of here.
And they confirmed it. He's going to actually be at the home opener doing, announcing.
Is, huh?
They announced
it
yesterday.
I'm going to the home opener.
That's what you're saying.
First
That's awesome.
Time ever.
Man, I'll tell you what. People don't realize this is that old guy thing here, okay?
Okay. Go ahead, old
guy. I covered Milwaukee Brewer home openers for probably, 1984.
A long time.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Where I'd be at the home opener.
Yep.
Do you know how many of those were like 33 degrees?
Oh, sure. And it wasn't inside then.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
They were the cold.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it was like a Packer game.
Yeah.
In December.
Yeah. That's,
covering those games at County Stadium.
Yeah, it could be horrible. And not just cold, but windy.
Cold and like something coming off the lake with cold mist, or, you know what I mean? One of those things. And I remember one time we did one of those, and you and I have talked about this. Todd, did you ever do bus trips?
With stations and stuff like that? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Those are fun.
That's a challenge, isn't it, in radio? Because you've got all these people, and they don't really know each other, but you'll have you'll have these nice elderly couple who, we're going to the game with John. That's fun. And then you got these people that are drunk by 9 in the morning.
Right. And they just want to party. They could care less about the game.
Absolutely. And you're kind of like responsible for everybody.
Right. And to make sure they get on the bus at the end is the worst part.
We you know what happened?
Waiting for people.
You know what happened? That's one time we did a trip to Wrigley Field.
Ooh.
Brewers against the Cubs.
Yeah.
And, Chicago has unbelievably strict laws on reselling tickets within like 2 blocks of the actual venue.
Uh-oh.
One of the guys, I forget which bar that sponsored this. I don't, maybe the 50, remember the old 50-yard line?
Yep.
I think it was the 50-yard line. And some people didn't show up, and the 50-yard line had bought all the tickets. I think it was a 50, whatever. But somebody had bought all the tickets, the bar, whatever one it was. And he had like 6 tickets. They said, well, I'm going to try to sell these. Got busted, got arrested.
Oh, no.
I don't even think he made the trip back with us.
Well, probably not.
So our guys were trying to find him, trying to like bail him out or whatever. I mean, it's, and then another guy got so drunk, I had to go off on him and yada, yada, yada. It's just,
good times.
I'm sorry. I would never do a mixed bus trip again. Do you know what I'm saying by that?
I do.
You know,
it has to be all the same kind of people.
Absolutely.
Smaller group is better.
Absolutely.
Like go in a limousine or a limousine bus so you don't have so many people.
Yeah.
And you can kind of trust that the people are going to behave themselves.
Yeah.
Kind of like trying to give someone your season tickets to a Packer game.
Exactly.
You don't want to mess that up.
It's exactly correct. You never know who gets, you know, because, and the thing is, I got burnt one time too. Did that for somebody. And I go, hey, how was the game? He goes, oh, you know, I couldn't go, so I gave him to a buddy. It's like, oh.
Yeah, because you don't know who the buddy is.
No
and
idea.
Does the buddy like to drink a lot?
Yep, and cause problems.
And get smart. And
yep, and then there's the other season ticket holders around
just
them.
Just describe
that
myself.
I know. That was you. That's right. They gave them to you.
No one would ever give me their season tickets. I could never figure out why.
I don't know either.
No, Kathy. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm giving them to my cousin just called.
Yeah.
And they're going to take them.
Sorry. He's home on leave.
Yeah, exactly.
No. But, you know, it's one of those things, too, when you host things like that. I mean, you really get to know people as far as how they act when they're, like, out of town. It's the weirdest thing. Somebody that you know, all of a sudden, they're
who are you?
And it's like they just feel like they just got to pound it. And it's like, you know?
Leave the kids behind, the job behind, and get
I remember
a little
one
crazy.
Trip, it wasn't mine, but it was a different one to a Brewers game. And I asked the guy how to go. He goes, it's good. So we had to carry my brother back to the bus in the third inning and let him sleep it off. He got sick in the bus. It's oh, God.
Good times.
Good times.
Yeah, let's take a bus trip.
Anybody else ever have those kind of experiences? Guy texts here, 1975, sitting in the bleachers, $5, watching Hank Aaron and Robin Yount. Last year of Henry Aaron. You know, that's pretty cool when you think about that. You know, Hank Aaron seems like a whole, you know, the 60s thing. And then even the 50s. He was MVP in the 50s. But yet he played with Robin Yount was so young. When he started
played.
With the Brewers at
wow,
18
cool.
years old. So you talk about spanning generations.
Yeah.
Isn't that a cool
that
thing
is,
when you
that
think
is.
Of Hank Aaron being there? I think that's really cool. You know, one thing that I used to talk to a Brewers person about this, that it's, and I know the Brewers are an entirely different organization than the Braves.
Right, because
you know,
we're the smallest. We are the smallest, what do I want to say? Milwaukee Brewers are one of the smallest ones in the MLB.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, the Atlanta Braves are the old Milwaukee Braves.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
But the thing that is still, they don't do a lot for the, like, you know, you had Eddie Matthews and these, you know, Warren Spahn and these fantastic, you know, former
big
Braves.
Names.
Yeah. They didn't really honor them all that much. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was talking to him, well, Atlanta should do it. It's like, no, Atlanta shouldn't do it.
It's our history.
Even it was Milwaukee, and they're like, yeah, but different organization. It's like, that doesn't matter.
That's how people get, though.
I
know. They want to get nitpicky about that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly, exactly.
Just like the women's records and the, you know, NCAA.
Well,
when
you know,
Caitlin Clark was setting records, they said, yes, but this woman. And it's like, that's true. She did, and they should have honored her. And then it all finally came to light where they did honor her record.
Yeah.
And then Caitlin Clark broke that, too.
Well, yeah, but here's, yeah.
I can't think of her name, and I feel
Woodward.
Bad. Yes. Lynette. Yeah.
Yeah. I met her one time when she was at the Harlem Globetrotters.
They came
to Green Bay. And a buddy of mine that worked with me in TV had played basketball at Kansas when she was there. So it was a good connection. She was great. But that was so stupid, too, by the NCAA, which I despise. I hate the NCAA, okay? I despise
them. It's become a business organization.
NCAA and the WIAA, same exact kind of organizations.
Yep.
And don't get me started, because I'll go all day on that.
No, don't get him started.
Okay. They don't always do what's truly best for the actual athletes. They do what's best for their organizations
Not
for the actual athletes.
Absolutely.
I'm a firm believer in that.
Yep.
So like the NCAA, all right, they took over women's basketball in like 1984 or something like this. Okay, but it was still Division I basketball. The Lynette Woodward, she played for Kansas.
Yep.
Okay. Kansas, you know, Big Eight as they used to call it then, playing Kansas State, Missouri, all the huge schools. So she played fantastic competition all the way through.
Yeah, all the way.
But just because they weren't under the banner.
Right. Was it the
NAIA
or something like that.
Yeah, not even that. It was some other organ. It only lasted a few years. It's like she was still playing major college basketball.
And that's what they had at the time.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
And I could see if it was some small, you know, Mesabi State.
Right.
And you're playing against Podunk U.
But she wasn't.
She wasn't.
Right.
It was big time basketball. For them to ignore her.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It was.
Ridiculous.
It was. It was ridiculous. And until it made it into social media and the news.
Exactly.
Then all of a sudden
they were hoping
things
nobody
changed.
Would notice.
Right.
Exactly. But another thing where people are talking about Caitlin Clark. And it's like, yeah, well, they didn't have a three-point shot. Yeah, well,
but
it's like, okay, so are they going to change every record that there's ever been? Because, okay, so what's a season record? What would be a season rushing record for somebody in the NFL right now that they play 17
games instead of 15 or 16
versus 14 versus 12?
Right.
So do they change the record book every single time?
Right. You have to go with what's going on now.
Absolutely.
That is the NFL now.
Absolutely.
It was the NFL then. It's the NFL now.
Absolutely.
And it'll be different in 30 years.
Absolutely. And, you know, I will say one thing, too. Pete Maravich was phenomenal. He was my idol like you can't believe, okay? And I always wanted hair like him. I just didn't have it.
You know, though, that's the one thing you really, not the one, but one of the things you really have going for you has always been your hair.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was the nicest thing anybody said to me in a long time.
Yep. Good hair.
But he had that great hair would come right across the forehead, and I looked like Bob Dylan or somebody like that, you know? And, but, you know, they talk about, you know, well, they didn't have a three-point shot when he played. Okay, again, but. You know, they didn't
He can't help that.
No, and okay, in baseball.
He probably wishes they would have.
Exactly. They didn't have a designated hitter.
Yeah.
They didn't have, things change. You just got to celebrate the people for their era. What are they doing in their era?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Don't punish them because, you know, they lived and played 50 years ago.
Exactly. And I mean, I'm going to throw this out there. I know race is always a weird topic, but I'm going to throw this out there anyway. I don't care. Pete Maravich, I don't know if he ever played against 10 black players.
Right.
Opposite of him, okay?
Right.
Now, say what you want, but I can name some African-American guys defensively who are a lot better than a lot of white guys from the South with big thighs back in the 60s.
Totally agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, everything is always going to be different in time.
Yes.
And if we're going to break it down, he played this many. Oh, but they had more. No, it is what it is.
And why do people care so much?
Right.
Why do you want to be negative about people doing really great things?
Just embrace what they're doing right now. So, yeah.
Trucker Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. When the Braves left and before the Brewers started in 70, the White Sox would play a few games at County Stadium. I went to one of those. As a kid, I saw Harmon Killebrew and Rod Carew. I'll tell you about it. I was a big White Sox fan. I always grew up a Chicago White Sox fan. We're going to set a quick break. Kathy Larkin, we're going to have a fun show. Back up this.
Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. all together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Checked all the houses and the local motels when they had some more.
Hey, welcome back. Monday the Mayor Show here on a Thursday. Trucker Thursday, always my favorite day of the week. What other trucker songs you got lined up, Todd?
Let's see. I've got, of course, we got Convoy, right?
Right.
Got to have that.
By the dark of the moon on the 6th of June, with Jimmy and Holland Hogs, Cab Over Pete and a Reef Run.
Convoy.
Oh, God. It is
that's
like
my song, Kathy?
I'm sorry.
Why? What?
I was doing the background singing.
No, that's mine.
Sorry. Okay.
If I asked you to sing back up, okay, sing back
up. I'll think of a
Did
different
I
one.
Ask?
No, you didn't.
I didn't think so, Kathy.
Forgot. It's your show. Sorry.
Wow. At least
I thought it was the mayor then for a second.
No, he'd just be, Johnny, don't do that. That's, you're off.
Nobody wants to hear you sing, Johnny.
You're tone deaf. You're tone deaf. Johnny, you're tone deaf. Yes. Wow. Why is, you know, I can't understand. Figure this one out for me, either one of you guys.
Okay.
So many times, you know, like even I spoke last week at a place, wow, you got a great voice. Boy, you really project and you're loud, but I can hear you and you have a great voice. How come I can have a great voice talking but not singing?
Because it's two different things in the brain.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
this. It's coming from different places a little bit.
But yet, when I sing in my brain, I sound beautiful.
Well, you just stay in your brain then.
Okay.
It's an awfully weird place to hang out, I think.
Isn't that weird? It's like, I would listen to me.
You don't hear it? That you're not very good?
No, I hear wonderful things.
Okay. Well, that's all right, because you know what? It's like dancing.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel
good point.
You do it.
Good point.
Your style. You should never. My dad was tone deaf.
Okay.
And when we were kids in church, we would like fight to see who had to sit next to him.
Really?
Yeah. Because nobody wanted. We didn't want to sit next to my dad in church when he started
singing.
You know,
actually, that was.
We would be like sinking down in the pew, you know, like, oh my God.
That was one of the themes on the TV show that I really like. Although I never know when it's on, but when I catch it, I love it. It's Abbott Elementary.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great show.
Love that show. And it talked about how the principal, she would sing Happy Birthday to the kids. It's like she didn't know she was tone deaf. And you'd see the kids go like, ooh. Ah, and she's just, Happy Birthday. And these kids are like covering their ears and everything. Yeah. And she thinks she's this great singer. Yes.
It's always that way, though.
Yeah.
People that are tone deaf sing the loudest and the proudest.
I know.
So it's like, I give them credit for that.
All right.
You know. So I give you credit, John.
Thanks.
Like sing your little heart
it's
out.
It's like Elaine dancing?
Yes, it is. But you know what? It made her feel good. But yeah, you don't want to be, you don't claim her as a friend when that's happening. Everybody clears out.
Yes. I think I could, you know, you talk about Trucker Thursday. In my old show, we used to play some of this guy, Red Solvine. I think I could do Red Solvine songs.
Well, if you could just speak in them with music in the background,
yeah,
you'd
be good. Yeah, that's what it is, basically. That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay, now do it. Okay.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck.
Yeah, see, you can do that.
Didn't work out, and I was down on my luck.
Got tired of roaming and bumming around. So I started thumbing back east
towards my hometown. Yes.
It's a song that says Big Jim Phantom 409.
That's what you could do. You could do it that way. Kind of like a slow, way wound
Come
down
back,
rap.
Teddy Bear.
Way wound down rapper.
Yes. What do you think, Todd?
We'll put a little reverb behind your voice.
Yeah.
It'll be perfect.
Okay.
Like in the old days.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Kathy, did you hear the ode to the mayor last week that we did?
Oh, I did not. I missed that. Maybe I heard it later on a
podcast or something.
Okay. Part of it.
We may have to play that for
it. It was
at
actually
some
pretty cool, I think.
Yeah. I'll put that a quick poll for our texters. Do you want to hear an ode to a former mayor once again? Yes or no? Let us know.
Okay.
Let us know. Because that was kind of like, do you ever remember the guy Rod McEwen?
Yes.
He was like a singer poet type guy.
Yes.
I did it in that style. Combination that style and Neil Diamond loving the rocks. Ain't no big surprise. Pour me a drink.
I'll tell you some lies.
Yes.
I went to a Neil Diamond concert once. It was one of the best concerts I ever.
I would love to go to a Neil Diamond concert. I don't think I'll ever be able to, right?
It was in like 1984.
Wow. Love Neil Diamond. Yeah. Love. First album I ever got in my life Neil Diamond, Greatest Hits. I can name every song still on there. Cracklin' Rosie and the whole thing. Love Neil Diamond. Actually, you know what my favorite Neil Diamond song was? I Am, I Said.
Oh, that's a great song. I love that song, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love Neil Diamond.
Give me the line, though, that you really like.
I am myself.
I'm like, yeah. Because it's like, you know, when you're writing something, even like when I was writing, it's like, what rhymes with this? What rhymes with, you know what I mean? It's like, and no one cared, not even the
chair.
I'm putting chair for now, and I'll change that.
I'll change it later. And he forgot to.
Crap, Bobby. Bobby, I thought I was going to change it. Well, it's already recorded, Neil. It sounds good. All right, nobody will notice. 50 years later.
I always
Neil
wondered,
Diamond, what were you thinking about this?
A chair. Right?
A chair, yes.
Yeah.
I know. I don't like when people rhyme things with rhyme things. Kid Rock does that in All Summer Long, okay?
That song, yeah.
He does the same thing where we were smoking funny things, we were doing something funny thing. You don't rhyme with rhyme. You don't rhyme with rhyme.
Right.
That's an American Pie, too. He does that. It's like, no.
You can't repeat it.
Can't repeat it. I gotta.
That's lazy.
I know. Yeah. Not even. No one cared. Not even the
chair.
I'm just putting.
Not even the hair. Like a rabbit.
Chair. I mean, hair, chair, bear.
Bear. Not even a bear. That I think people would have noticed if you said bear more.
I saw
right? They'd be like, what?
Exactly. Yep. So I'm gonna be a songwriter.
You could actually. Don't sing them. Just write them.
Wow. Even you, even Cam.
Maybe there's something about that chair that rubs off on people.
I guess, right?
Put them in that chair and they start ripping on
you. Aura, unbelievable. Bucks in action tonight at the New Orleans Pelicans. Bucks have been unique this year. I know.
Yeah,
Hard to figure them out.
I don't think they're going to. I just don't.
I know.
They don't have it. Unless it's true, like some people say, they're just a little lazy.
Yeah.
And they're just holding off for the playoffs.
Turn up another notch.
And then they bring it up a notch. But we thought that last year, too.
I know, and wow.
Yeah.
Did that not work out?
It all feels very familiar.
I agree.
Yeah.
Totally,
and I don't like it.
I don't either. Yeah. What else? Let's see. Barnum and Bailey Day. What does that mean, Todd?
That's circus. When they kicked off their circus, right?
Circus.
Oh,
Barnum and Bailey.
What year was that?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages.
Do you know? I read this great book. It's a fiction book, but it's based on fact, based in Wisconsin, that there were times when they would have train wrecks and animals got loose.
Oh, I'm sure.
And there were monkeys that escaped.
Oh, cool.
And they never found them. And there were sites of these monkeys ran off in the woods and survived and like had offspring.
I was raised by monkeys.
I believe that.
I haven't talked about that yet.
I believe that.
That's coming up in the 8:30 hour,
yes.
Right?
But it's like where people say, I could have sworn I saw an ape. It's like, what'd you have in your flask where you're out hunting? I swear to God. And that happened around in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Yes.
I slept with a circus once.
Wait a minute, what?
I'll tell, yeah, I did. Well, I probably shouldn't talk about it, but
I've always wanted to be a carny.
Yeah?
Because I thought that'd be cool, travel around the country, have a little trailer type thing, you know, pull it behind your truck, or camper. Yeah. Love to have a camper. I always thought that'd be fun to spend.
You'd be like the great guy that stands out
front, right?
Said, you know, bearded lady. And
hey, absolutely, yeah. Hey, big man, what I want a little Cupid doll for your sweetheart there. Hey, come on, step right up.
You'd be a good hawker.
Thank you.
You would. You're a made for hawker.
Thank you. Finally.
Hawking it.
Something
hawking
people think
wares.
I'd be good at. Wow. Lady Gaga, 38 today. I love Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was so good in,
Starsborn?
Starsborn.
Yeah.
So good.
Yep.
So
those two had great chemistry. They do have great chemistry.
Remember when I talked about how I was so close to being a Hollywood actor?
Yeah.
That movie, the original.
Barbra Streisand.
I had buddies that played little parts in that. The original was shot in Tempe, Arizona, at Arizona State.
There's Kris Kristofferson and Barbra Streisand.
I love Kris Kristofferson.
Yep.
I could do Kris Kristofferson.
You could.
Yeah, you could.
I could do him.
He's sort of not the best
singer. Right. He just kind of gets by.
Never before.
It's a great song. I don't see
a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Kathy Larkin here on Trucker Thursday. Back up. 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's the last day of the WPS Farm Show at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh, and if you attend, there's one element you might be surprised by. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. We've got that surprise for you next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
The youth element is one item that may surprise some attendees at this year's WPS Farm Show at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. From strollers right on through to middle school students on spring break to high school FFA members, the youth element is something that Matt Cullen with the WPS Farm Show is emphasizing.
But just getting a chance to really look around at what's going on in the world of agriculture. What are the different machines? You see kids getting a chance to, you know, climb into the biggest tractors that are here on the grounds. But for some of the other older children or maybe teenagers, this is a chance for them to maybe get introduced to careers in the agriculture industry, especially our FFA chapters and the kids that are taking part in those. We have them staffing our informational booths. So this is a chance for them to also kind of get immersed into this industry and see perhaps if this is something that they would like to explore for a career as they finish up high school and go on into the future.
Matt Cullen with the WPS Farm Show wrapping up today at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. One attractive point for the parents, grandparents, uncles, and aunts that accompany those youth. Admission and parking are free.
Fast growing, safe on seed, nutrient rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
And speaking of youth, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association is presenting 7 winners their annual scholarships totaling $19,000. Over the past 27 years, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers have presented $3,000 scholarships to 48 different students that are pursuing an interest in the Dairy Manufacturing Dairy Industry Award. More details at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's your food and farming update on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be a little warmer and less windy today. Mostly sunny, our high 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west still at around 10 to 15, occasionally gusting to 20, but the wind will die down in the afternoon. Clear tonight, 24. Increasing clouds, 48 tomorrow with scattered rain showers by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
6:34 right now with Mino and the Mayor. Back to the show in just a bit. Right now is the time to go and get that Civic Media app wherever you get the app, whether it's the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, because coming up this morning after 7 o'clock, another keyword in the Ride into Spring Text and Win statewide contest with Civic Media. Get the app now. Oh, by the way, you can listen to the station anywhere you go with that app. Right now, back to Mino and the Mayor with John Mino, and this morning, Kathy Larkin.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. When we left here, Kathy said, I once dated a...
No, I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I said I slept with... Well, not with,
but... Sorry. No, you did say with.
With a circus. Like, I slept overnight, like, in the middle of a circus.
That's not the way it sounded.
It did not.
That's what I meant.
We can play the tape back if you want.
No.
So you want to tell the rest of the story?
I slept with a circus. Ladies and gentlemen, now another edition of Kathy Larkin's saga, I slept with a circus.
Oh, my big mouth. My mother, no, I should have listened.
Go ahead.
Well, at one time in my life, I dated someone who was in a circus.
And what did this person do in the circus, Kath?
This person was a contortionist.
A what? I'm sorry?
A contortionist.
Okay. All right. All right. Which means they can put their body in all different positions, correct? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can I ask a question?
Although I can't, Todd.
Was that one of the things that attracted you to him?
Hi, I'm Mark.
Quite frankly,
I'm a contortionist.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Mark. I'm Kathy. I'm not.
But I'd like to learn.
Yes.
So
show me the way.
One night when the circus was in Minneapolis.
Okay.
That's when I was living in Mason City. I went to the circus to see it and such. And
okay.
It was getting late and all that. So mm-hmm. I stayed.
Okay.
And like there was elephants and everything like right outside. It was okay. The weirdest mm-hmm. experience of my life.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's about all I want to say about that.
That's it. That's all we
That's
get.
It. That's it.
That's all
no
we
more.
Get.
No, no more. No more.
Oh. You leave a lot to the imagination, which may not be a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just, okay.
You know, I will say this with the circus. It's kind of funny because I remember, I think it was in Flint, Michigan. Went and did this story. There was some former athlete who's now in the circus doing whatever. Okay. But anyway, so I got there and they're like setting up. And here's these people, you know, pounding in the tent stakes and doing whatever and doing all this stuff. Okay. Then you go to the actual circus. It's like, and now it's the great Elizabeth, yada, yada. It's like, I saw her pounding in tent stakes like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, okay. That's it. That's totally it.
She does her gig. She's swinging around to the
then
rope.
Then she goes
like her
and
teeth.
Feeds the elephants.
Okay, and then half hour later, there she is walking, like selling cotton candy, walking through the aisles.
Yes, that's exactly how it is in those small circuses.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
come to
everything.
The circus, the greatest show in town, the blah, blah circus. And I did that for Linda J. and Megan right now, who I know are listening and are big circus fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Actually, I don't really like the circus anymore.
Well,
Because of the animals, because
yeah.
It is hard.
Yeah.
All the human acts are cool, but I get just cringe when they haul the animals out, because I kind of know what goes on with those animals, and it's not all good.
Yeah. But I'm sure it's a lot better than it used to be.
It is.
I will say
it
that.
Has to, it is.
Yeah.
Because of the attention that, the spotlight that went
right.
on the circus.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But when you're a little kid, a circus was still a huge thing, man.
Oh,
that was
yes.
magical.
Oh, it is.
It really
is.
Was.
Absolutely.
It was magical. Yeah.
Watching people fly through the air and all of it.
I'll tell you what,
aerial artists are the coolest, scariest thing
that?
To watch.
At what point in your life are you comfortable with just flying around 100 feet in the air, however high it is?
I don't know.
And it's like if that person's having a bad day and they're sweaty and you slip off and...
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you a tragic story. It wasn't a circus, but when I was at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, 1997, wow. 697.
I've heard of those years.
When you're just a kid.
Yeah.
And I was in a parking ramp in New Orleans, but it was there.
Uh-oh.
We did our live shots from there because it overlooked the Superdome. Okay. So it was a great shot. You're on
right.
the roof.
You can describe
Superdome.
Things.
And all of a sudden, there were all these sirens like you can't believe. Just as I'm getting ready to do my thing, it's like, wow, what happened? Well, it was one of the performers for the halftime was doing something with a bungee where they're going to bungee down. And it snapped or broke, and he died.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's why I've never bungee jumped.
Me too.
I won't do it. I jumped out of an airplane, but I will not bungee jump.
I have never jumped out of an airplane.
I did it with Doug, who's coming up later.
Did you guys do that?
Yeah.
Because Jim did that too. The mayor did that one time. But you know
what?
You know another thing I've always said that scares me is hot air balloons. Okay.
I've done that too.
And there was a thing just the other day. I can't think of what state it was in. Did you see this, Todd?
No.
Where it kind of got away. They couldn't control it. It hit power lines.
Oh.
And it, luckily, people survived, but it was unbelievable. And, you know, people
How
flew
scary
out of
the, that is when you're in the middle of the air with,
I know.
With nothing.
I
you know.
I know. The one person in the world I would never want to be. Did you ever see the guy when one of the big balloons got loose, the old Hindenburg type things, and he's holding on to one of the ropes and it's taking him up? And
when do you let go?
That's what I mean. Do I keep holding on, hoping that it'll come back down, or do I
I'd let go right away.
I know, but it's like, you know. It's,
you know you're going to get hurt, but how long can you hang on in the air? Pretty soon, it's going to be over with.
I know.
For sure.
I know.
Over
I
with.
Know.
We didn't learn a lesson with Wizard of Oz, right?
I just was going to bring that up. Same the Wizard thing. Of Oz.
Same thing.
Yep.
And then there was
favorite movie.
There was a Lassie movie one time where somehow Timmy was in a balloon and it got taken out, okay? And he got trapped then in the mountains.
Oh, my gosh. That
Lassie became a Pekingese?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Well, that's better. That's much better.
What's the year on that movie?
I want to say about 65.
Close. Lassie's Great Adventure, 1963.
63. Yep. Okay. Good job. Does it have a synopsis on it?
While in Canada, of course, Timmy and Lassie encounter a downed hot air balloonist. By accident, they end up in the balloon, which takes them into the wilderness.
And he had to hand make, and I did this then when I was a kid. He had to hand make a bow and arrow because of the wild boars.
We've all lived that story.
Yes, and the wild boar.
I basically grew up in the woods up in Nagani, okay? And I was up in the woods every single day almost of my life every summer,
yep,
in the summer, okay?
Yep.
And I reenacted the whole thing where I was Timmy.
I'm sure you did.
I did.
I can see you doing that.
I did. And I'd taken some twine from my mom or whatever, and I built my own bow and arrow. And I remember Timmy, he was sharpening the arrows on a rock.
Yep.
So it'd be sharp because
they're
a wild
boar.
I did that.
Yep.
I did that.
How long did it take before it got sharp enough for you? A couple days?
I had a jackknife, too. Okay. So I was prepared.
You were whittling it then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I still remember that. Because you never know, it might be a wild boar in
Nagani. I bet
you were
fun to play with when you were a kid.
I was.
The imagination, right?
Yeah. You and I would have had some good times playing together.
I know we would have. Yeah. Absolutely would have. Also, Vince Vaughn's birthday, he hasn't been in anything lately, has he?
I'm not a huge
Vince Vaughn fan. Are you?
He's a little creepy
for some reason, right?
Yeah.
A little creepy.
Something about his eyes and something there just doesn't seem. He dated Jennifer Aniston, too, for a while.
He did?
Which I thought was kind of interesting.
He's overachieving there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She is still. Do you ever watch The Morning Show? Do you get that?
Oh,
Apple?
Yeah.
Isn't she great on that show?
Yeah, she really is.
Oh, I love that show.
Yep, me too.
It's fantastic.
Everybody's great on it.
There
it's
are
a great
so many
show.
Things TV-wise that thing hits true stories.
True.
Like, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jennifer. I think she still looks, because I still watch old Friends, she looks the same.
Yeah. Pretty close.
She's aged well. Don't think she's done a lot of chemical enhancements and all that like so many do, and you can see it right away, and it's kind of disappointing.
You know, it's funny. I had, we were mentioned the other day when you were here about Kenny Rogers. And Todd, didn't you say that ruined his career?
He was so upset about it because it was so obvious that he had so much surgery.
Well, he didn't even look the same.
Right. No, and Dolly Parton actually said that he was really upset that he went ahead and had the surgery.
I'm
sure.
Well,
he was one of the very first people to have it, it seemed like, as far as celebrities, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was like a guinea pig.
Yeah.
And it didn't go well.
Ooh. No, it never seems to go well for guys.
No.
I mean, women can kind of hide it a little bit.
I can always see it, though, right away.
I was going to get that one time.
I'm glad you didn't, John.
Yeah. Reba McEntire. I always loved Reba McEntire.
Oh, my gosh. She's the best.
She's still vital. She's still out there. Well, she's doing The Voice now, right? Is that the show, The Voice, or one of them? She's
never
a judge.
I never watch those shows. Do you?
I only watch in my Facebook feed, like, the best ofs, like, to see the performances. I don't watch the show.
You know, all of TV is like, oh, by the way, so we got to talk about something, Todd.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
Ben Chan.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Big name around these parts lately. Yeah. Huge. Yeah. Around the country.
He's a good friend of ours. Great friend of ours. And so I text him. I told this to Todd. Yes, I texted him the other night.
Okay.
He said, hey, Todd and I, our dream has always been to host game shows.
Oh, sure.
That was our dream. Todd and I both.
Yeah, okay? I could see it.
If you had to choose one, you could only do one game show. Which would you choose?
From any time?
Yes.
Match Game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. gosh.
Plus all the has-been celebrities.
Paul Ann.
Oh, he was never on that. He was on Hollywood Squares.
Oh, that's right. Hollywood Squares.
Charles Nelson Reilly. Brett Summers. Richard Dawson.
Let's go to Brett. What did Charles say?
It's almost as you and the mayor are a little bit like Charles and Brett.
But it was so politically incorrect. You could not do 90% of their answers. Because I remember the one time Paul Lynn, when Grandpa used to put oatmeal on his head, what was he trying to do?
Put it in his mouth.
Right.
Get it in his mouth.
In his mouth.
Didn't you say they used to be hammered at times, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
That was the story that people would drink before they'd come on the show.
Yeah, imbibe a little bit.
Because they could get a little looser and their answers would get a little more interesting. Although, I don't think they didn't care.
I do a thing every year. I help host a thing in Two Rivers for youth sports.
Trivers
for The Price is Right.
Okay.
And so I would love to do that. Maybe we'll borrow their big board one time. They get the big wheel. The whole thing, the big Plinko wheel.
Yeah.
And doing that. I think that'd be fun, Todd.
I would be down for that.
I think that'd be fun. Yeah. We'll do a Green Bay version of The Price is Right.
That would be fun.
I know. And they give away great prizes.
You could do it at like the Meijer or
somewhere
like that.
Absolutely. Or Epic.
Yeah. Sure thing. That'd be
awesome.
Todd,
we gotta do this.
All right.
Maybe Dr. Chan will help us with that.
Yeah, right.
What were you gonna say about him?
Yeah. So I texted him, the other day, and I said about hey, would you have any suggestions for us? Would you like to be a part of it? Our game show we're trying to put together here. And I didn't get an answer. but the guy said yes.
But he saw it, right?
He saw it. I was left on Reddit.
Because you know when they see it.
I know. But I didn't realize that meant they saw it. So anyway, then this morning I look and I did get a response. But I didn't even know what it was. So I showed it to Todd. And Todd, what is it?
I didn't know what it was. I had to show it to Kathy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And then I put on my glasses, my cheaters, and I looked really close, and I said, that looks like a brain.
A brain.
Yeah. A brain response. It's a brain.
So what does that mean?
Like, yes, that's brain.
Let's think about that. Brainstorming, right?
Brainstorm.
Yeah. Okay. Oh!
Right?
Oh. Brainstorming. Let's brainstorm.
Yes.
So I think it's a good response.
Okay.
I do.
I like it. What kind of a game show can we do right on this show, right here?
Right now?
Right. In general. Mm. What can we do? We got to work on this, okay?
That is a good brainstorm.
I know.
Because you got to think about the personalities that you have on the show and how they could best fit into
exactly.
the roles.
Exactly.
Yep.
I don't think Jim's going to have a part. Do you?
Well, because he'll be like, well, you can't do that.
Exactly.
We should do it this way.
He'll be arguing the answers. I don't think that's true.
Look it up.
When I was mayor, I met the Dalai Lama.
His hands were soft.
Did you ever hear that? Sorry. Talk about the famous people he's ever met?
Well, he met Lady Gaga and the Dalai Lama at the same time, right?
Lady Gaga and Dalai Lama, he says he met
the
same
good.
Time. Okay.
Maybe he's one and the same.
I said, the Dalai Lama? What was that like? He had the softest hands you could ever imagine. Softest hands. I said, what else? He goes, I don't know. I just remember he had really soft hands when I shook hands with him. Wow. It's the Dalai Lama! That's all you remember?
Really?
And ironically, that bit of information made it into the song Ode to a Former Mayor.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bet it did.
Yeah. It did.
Yeah, it did.
I bet it did.
Because the line was, I partied with Sinatra. I saw my favorite bands. I met the Dalai Lama. He had the softest hands.
That's a nice rhyme there. That worked out well.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Right
hands,
there. It was
bands,
right there.
Cans, absolutely. So there you go. So we got to work on that. Maybe Ben Chan will help us do a game show right here. All right?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Okay. All right. You could play a part.
Sure. I'd do something.
All right. Excellent.
I could be a contestant.
Or be one of the beautiful women that shows off the prizes, right?
Sure.
I had such a crush on Janice Pennington.
Well.
Which one is she?
Tall, short skirt.
Which show?
Price is Right.
Oh, sure. Okay. I knew the name sounded familiar.
Yeah. But really tragic ending to her, or to her. Did you ever read about her?
Yeah, it was something bad.
Like her husband was found dead, or she was found dead, and her husband disappeared. And weird stuff happened back then. And I think Bob Barker?
Even the term Barker's Beauties,
I forgot we're on.
We're on the air. I don't think he was roughing her up. We'll just put it.
No, he wasn't beating on her.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, okay.
I think he needed
not
to be.
Not that way.
I think it's a good thing he was spayed neutered. Let's just say that. We're going to set a quick break. Back after this. A long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
keep your foot hard on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
No matter our background, race, or zip code, all Wisconsinites want elected officials who will champion our rights, hear our voice, and fight to improve our beautiful state. On April 2nd, vote for local officials, judges, and the presidential nominee who best fits your values. Visit vote411.org to learn about the candidates and questions that will be on your ballot. So let's come together and voice our vote on April 2nd to create a better Wisconsin for everyone.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with Design Works, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st to get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
We're going to do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Hey, welcome back. Might on the Bear on Trucker Thursday. Favorite day of the week. Absolutely favorite day of the week. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you're waiting to replace broken windows and doors, or you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now's the time to get it done. Now until March 31st, you can get zero interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors. That's right. Pella now, pay 3 years later. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. They go beyond just measuring and handling you a quote, taking the time to listen and educate you on all their product options. And with Design Works, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Pella can also customize, providing nearly endless possibilities for maximum design flexibility, featuring dramatic sizes, custom colors, finishes, profiles, product types, and more. The installation is completed with no mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results. Order by March 31st to get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply.
Can we take a moment now so we don't forget later to thank that fine young lady in the studio with you for coming in 2 mornings and helping you out?
And I even told her, like, when I have a fill, I say, hey, just come in at 7. We'll get through the first.
Yep.
You were like, why? Don't you start at 6?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, but I hate to ask you. I'll be there at 6.
Yeah, that's the gig, right?
5:30 or something. I mean, that's...
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's...
I'm up, so what the heck?
That's the old radio...
Yep. Right.
So it's like, well, when does the show start? You got to be there.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. It's like the law. You do not... I mean, when you have a radio show that starts at 5:30 in the morning,
yeah,
you're there at 5:30 in the morning.
Unless you're Mino.
Yeah.
I just, honest to God...
Well, unless... Right, exactly. You paid your dues.
Kathy can verify this. I would literally walk, because I'd be listening, you know, on the radio on the way
sure.
in. And it's like, okay, they're about to start the news in just a couple of minutes. Then it'd be a break. So I got 2 minutes to get there.
Oh, got to drive a little faster.
I would literally run in the side door at the old station. Yep. I would run into
by.
My studio. I would just grab like some wire copy.
Because then you ripped it off
at,
a
you ripped
machine.
Off the old teletype.
Yep.
And I would do my sports cast just like that.
Yep.
While I still
Absolutely.
Had my coat on.
Yep.
That's how I started my day.
Yeah. I do remember that. Absolutely, I
yes.
do.
But it was fun. I mean, that was old-time radio, too. You know, yep. what we were doing. I mean, hate to say it, but things are so different now.
Yep.
But you know the fun part about radio back in those days? Like I said, we had the AM station that still played music.
Yes.
And it was like all the people, because that station used to be like the big
yeah.
top 40 station in the 70s. That
yep.
was,
yep.
And the listeners were lots and lots of the original listeners that were big listeners in the
right,
70s.
Right, because when you listen to a station, you
yes.
you tune into it, and then it becomes a part of
exactly.
your life and your day.
Exactly, and that's the last station. That was, I'll say that was WDUZ.
Yep.
And that was the last AM station, I'm almost positive, that played music up until about
yeah, WGEE
95-ish.
Did, but
that's right.
Well, they're country.
That was country,
yeah.
right.
But I mean, they still played top 40
right.
type
that
music.
That most people then listened to.
Exactly. Absolutely. So it's like those people stayed with that station for years, generations stayed with that station, which is cool. And you don't see that much anymore. I mean, now everything is so formatic and,
oh yeah,
you know, it's like.
Well, there's so many choices now, right? Maybe
yeah.
you had a handful of stations in your hometown, even a bigger city.
Yeah.
Now there's like, you know, 50.
You know, I will say one thing, though. So, you know, I remember one time I was at a seminar or something, and you know, the younger people, it's like, no, you know, radio's gonna be dead in 5 years. Nobody listens to radio. It's all, you know, yada, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I remember, I think it was Duke Wright, and he said, you know, I've been hearing that now for about 50 years.
Right.
They're like, what do you mean? He says, well, you ever hear of a thing called reel to reel? It's like, yeah. So when that came out, people said, well, nobody's going to listen to the radio now because everybody wants a reel to reel. It sounds so much better. Okay. Well, how long did that last? Then he said something came out called 8-tracks.
Yep.
And that was going to kill radio because now people didn't have to listen to the radio when they're driving along in their car. They'll listen to their 8-tracks. Then a thing came out called cassettes. Oh, they work better. Yep. Now forget it. Then CDs.
Yep.
Forget it. So it's like, radio survives.
And now satellite.
And exactly. That's what I mean. Have,
it just gives you more choices is all.
Absolutely. But none of them have killed radio.
No. It's still there.
Yeah. And I don't think video killed the radio star like they thought MTV was going to do. And it just, radio just survives.
And now you don't see a lot of videos on MTV.
Are none. There any? Does anybody ever?
Yeah. It's not even about that anymore.
When's the last time anybody did a music video?
Yeah.
Country does.
Yeah, you're right.
Country does.
You are correct. Country does.
CMT TV or whatever they have.
And they're
them on,
great.
You know,
they really are.
And I think radio sticks around because of the local stuff. You can't get what's going on in your hometown. You can't talk about issues. You can't
talk about dating entire circus.
Exactly. Not that you would want to on the air, but
specialize with a contortionist. I know. I'm just saying. But anyway, you just don't get that on satellite radio. Yeah, but country, you know what? Oh, you know what's a great country video? Look at this one. Unfortunately for me, I got texted. Unfortunately for me, not only did that station become part of my life, but Mino did too.
Good one. I like you.
Very good one.
Very
did
nice.
You ever see the music video, Lainey Wilson and I can't think of the other guy, a real big guy with like thick glasses, and it was Wait in the Truck. Just Wait in the Truck.
I'm really, you know, I work country radio, but I'm not a huge
what
listener
a great
anymore.
Hardy is the guy's
Hardy.
Name.
Hardy.
Yep.
Can we, since Trucker Talks, Wait in the Truck, it's Trucker Thursday.
I'll pull it up.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah, I'll see if I've heard it once I hear
and
it.
They,
I'll know.
They did that show live, or that song live at the CMAs a couple of years ago. Unbelievable. You get goosebumps.
Wow.
Oh, it's a phenomenal song. Can we play that song today, Todd?
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
Awesome. It's fantastic.
Todd's the best. Todd is right on top
of it. I've never dealt with anybody in radio like Todd. Never in my life have I met with anybody like that.
He's the best. He's,
I know, right?
You're lucky. You are lucky to have him.
Yes.
I just want to remind you of that. I want to take him home with me because he's just, he gets my coffee,
he's
the cream,
not a contortionist, so I don't know if you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, well.
You've been spoiled.
I can hardly touch my toes.
Hey, you know the old saying is, you know the old saying, right? Hey, once you had a contortionist, you don't go back.
Got to make that rhyme.
Absolutely. Let me. What rhymes a contortionist?
Nothing. Nothing.
Actually, I had a thing called torsion one time, but I don't know if that would be
that's
the same
different
thing. That's a really different thing.
Yeah, I think that's probably hurts.
Oh, a lot. Yeah. Oh, a lot. Like you can't even believe. Yeah, but we got an old friend of yours coming up at 7:30.
Yes.
And mine, Doug Kaufman.
Yep. He's going to join us.
The old, for all, everybody remembers the old Doug and Kathy show. We're going to have a little reunion on that because it was the three of us in the mornings.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. And we've got Ronnie Umentum. He's a Vietnam vet.
He is. He's just pulled up. Yep.
Ronnie Umentum's going to be coming up pretty quick. We're going to talk about tomorrow is Vietnam Veterans Day.
Oh, I heard you say that earlier.
Fairly new thing. A fairly new.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
They should have a day.
Absolutely.
Should have a week.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. So Ron's going to be joining us. We had one of the coolest things a couple of summers ago. It's one of the greatest get-togethers I've ever been involved with in my lifetime. And this is the honest-to-God true story. And we held it at Ron's house. He's got this beautiful house out in Denmark. But for that last book I wrote, 50 Strong, I had World War II veterans, Korean War veterans, and Vietnam veterans. And they all came for one party.
Wow.
So you got World War II. We got 95-year-old World War II veterans sitting there with these Vietnam veterans and Korean War veterans from their mid-80s with these Vietnam vets. Then I had some younger guys there from this era. We're going to be doing another one this summer.
It's awesome.
This is that song. Can we take this into the break?
You got it.
Love this song. Lainey Wilson and Hardy. Wait in the Truck. I turned around in some
little town I'd never been. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM. WGBW.
Thursday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Matinee on Air's Greg Bach and sports guy Mike Clemens. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.